Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we are diving into the Goblins Protocol.
The Goblins Protocol.
Yeah, you know that DeFi platform with the catchy name.
Right.
We've got Goblins Caches, Goblins Protocol, a comprehensive guide to the ecosystem,
Yeah.
and we're zeroing in on the who uses the Goblins Protocol section.
I like it.
It's like a who's who of DeFi, so buckle up.
Yeah, it's more than just a list of names, though.
Really?
This section really digs into the motivations and strategies at play within the Goblins Protocol.
Okay.
It's like peeking behind the curtain of a decentralized financial system.
Right. So the first group we encounter is the liquidity providers, or LPs.
Yeah.
These guys seem to be the backbone of the whole
Yeah.
system. What's their role in all of this?
So think of LPs as the gears that keep this financial machine running. They provide the crypto assets that fuel trading on the Goblins Protocol. Without them, there's no marketplace.
So they're essentially putting up the inventory,
Yeah.
making sure there's something to trade.
Exactly. And just like in a traditional market, there's a diverse range of suppliers.
Right.
The guide mentions passive LPs. These are your everyday investors looking for a relatively hands-off way to earn some passive income.
Okay.
They're drawn to the potential rewards of providing liquidity.
It's like putting your money to work while you sleep, right?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Then you have the professional LPs. These are more like your seasoned traders who are actively managing their liquidity positions, optimizing for maximum returns, and navigating the risks involved.
Okay.
We're talking strategies, analysis, and a deep understanding of market dynamics.
Definitely sounds more intense than passive LPing.
A little bit, yeah.
And what about these DeFi pioneers? The guide makes them sound like the trailblazers of the Goblins Protocol.
Yeah, they were some of the first to jump into the Goblins Protocol,
Okay.
attracted by its innovative approach to decentralized finance. They're experimenting with things like incentivized liquidity, where certain pools offer higher rewards to attract more LPs.
I see.
It's a way to incentivize liquidity for less popular tokens.
Ah, so it's like offering a bonus to stock the shelves with a niche product, but in this case, it's all about crypto.
Exactly.
Okay.
And some DeFi pioneers are even using their liquidity as collateral to access other DeFi services.
Wow.
It's next-level stuff, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in this space.
Okay, that's fascinating, but definitely a bit over my head.
Sure.
We'll save that deep dive for another day.
Another.
What about these token projects that become LPs? That sounds intriguing.
It's a strategic move, for sure.
Okay.
Imagine a new vendor setting up shop in a bustling marketplace. They want to make sure their goods are available and easily traded, right?
Right.
Token projects become LPs to boost their tokens' trading activity and visibility within the Goblins Protocol ecosystem.
Okay.
It's all about attracting those traders.
So it's like they're setting up shop within the Goblins Marketplace, making sure there's enough of their token available to meet demand.
Exactly, and that increased liquidity can lead to greater price stability, which is attractive to traders and ultimately beneficial for the token project itself.
It's like a win-win situation for both the project and the traders. So we've got the suppliers, the LPs, keeping the Goblins Marketplace stocked. What about the buyers? That's where the traders come in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Traders are the lifeblood of any market, and the Goblins Protocol is no exception.
The guide breaks them down into different categories, right?
Yeah.
What did it say about speculators?
Speculators are your classic risk takers, always analyzing market trends
Right.
and trying to predict which way the price will swing next.
Okay.
They're in it for the potential profits, but they're also aware of the risks involved.
So they're not just throwing darts at a board.
Yeah.
There's actual strategy
Oh,
involved.
absolutely. They're poring over charts, news, and technical analysis trying to get an edge.
Right.
Then there are the arbitrage bots,
Okay.
which are basically automated trading programs that scan for price differences
Yeah.
across various platforms, including the Goblins Protocol.
So if one exchange is selling a token for slightly less than another, these bots swoop in and capitalize on the difference.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And while some might see them as taking advantage of the system,
Right.
they actually play a vital role in keeping prices stable.
Oh, okay.
By constantly arbitraging these price differences, they help to create a more efficient and balanced market for everyone.
That's pretty fascinating. It's like they're the invisible hand of the Goblins Protocol,
Yeah.
always working behind the scenes to maintain order. What about the dApp users?
Right.
The guide mentions them as another type of trader. What are they all about?
Think of them as the people who are actually using the products and services built on the Goblins Protocol.
Okay.
They need to acquire specific tokens to interact with these dApps, and that's where their trading activity comes in.
So if I'm using a decentralized lending platform built on the Goblins protocol,
yeah,
I might need to trade some of my existing crypto for the platform's native token to participate, right?
Exactly. They're not necessarily focused on trading for profit like speculators.
Right.
Their main goal is to acquire the tokens they need to engage with the decentralized applications they're interested in.
It's like buying ingredients at the market to cook a specific recipe, but in this case, the ingredients are crypto tokens and the recipe is a dApp.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
It really captures the essence of what dApp users are doing within the Goblins protocol.
Okay.
They're part of a larger ecosystem where trading is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got our LPs supplying the marketplace, and now we have a better understanding of the different types of traders on the Goblins protocol. But there's more to this story, right?
Yeah.
The guide also mentioned yield farmers and stakers. What makes them stand out from the other users we've discussed? They do sound like a different breed.
They're all about maximizing their returns, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in DeFi.
The guide mentioned yield farmers are all about liquidity pools. What are those exactly?
Imagine a big pot of crypto assets.
Okay.
That's essentially what a liquidity pool is.
Right.
Yield farmers contribute their own assets to these pools.
Okay.
And earn a portion of the fees generated by trades happening within that pool.
So it's like being a silent partner in a trading operation.
Exactly. And the yield comes from those trading fees and any additional rewards the Goblins protocol might offer to incentivize liquidity for specific pools.
Right. The guide mentioned something about impermanent loss.
Right.
That sounds a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
It's a risk that yield farmers need to be aware of. Essentially, it happens when the value of your deposited assets changes relative to each other while they're in the liquidity pool.
Okay.
You might end up with less of one asset and more of another. And if those price changes don't work in your favor, you could experience a loss compared to if you just held on to your assets.
So it's like the market shifting while your assets are locked in the pool?
Precisely. It's a complex topic.
Right.
And a good reminder that higher potential rewards often come with higher risks.
Okay, so yield farmers are all about those liquidity pools and navigating those risks for those sweet, sweet returns. What about stakers? What's their role in the Goblins protocol?
Staking is like becoming a shareholder in the Goblins protocol itself. Users lock up their GOB tokens, the native token of the protocol, to help secure the network.
So they're putting their GOB tokens to work, but instead of trading them, they're using them to support the protocol's operations.
Exactly. It's like a vote of confidence in the Goblins protocol. And in return for their contribution to network security, stakers earn rewards, typically in the form of more GOB tokens.
So they're essentially earning interest on their GOB holdings.
You could put it that way.
Okay.
It's a way to earn passive income while supporting the stability and security of the Goblins protocol.
We've covered a lot of ground today. It's amazing how diverse the users of the Goblins protocol are, each playing a unique role in this fascinating ecosystem.
It really highlights how DeFi is not a one-size-fits-all space. There are opportunities for all sorts of investors and users with different risk appetites and strategies.
That's a great takeaway. So if our listeners are interested in exploring the Goblins protocol, what's the most important thing to keep in mind?
Do your research.
Okay.
The world of DeFi is constantly evolving, and the Goblins protocol is no exception. Understand the risks involved, especially if you're considering becoming a liquidity provider or a yield farmer. The potential rewards can be enticing, but it's crucial to go in with your eyes wide open.
Excellent advice. And as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Goblins protocol. It's been enlightening.
My pleasure. Until next time, keep exploring the exciting world of DeFi. And remember, knowledge is power.
And on that note, we'll catch you all in the next episode.